Philip Semple, PhD, Leisure and Career. Today's date is 03/21/2022. Dictation is for Miss Aliyah Jensen. Jensen spells J-E-N-S-E-N. Aliyah spells A-L-I-A. Date of birth is 21 March 2020. Correction. 02/02/1999. 23-year-old young lady here with vaginal discharge. Patient stated that this has been going on for approximately 2 to 3 days. She denies unprotected coitus. Said whenever she has intercourse, she always use protection. Period. However, she said she's concerned because she has a discharge and some is foul smelling. And she says she also has some itching and is concerned about a yeast infection. Period. She says she has yeast infection in the past, and this has been similar. However, it's never had the smell to it before, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies abdominal pain or pelvic pain. She denies bleeding. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress, survival signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 113/77, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, expiratory effort. No paradoxical motion, no respiratory distress. No. Next paragraph, cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds, no organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, correction, same paragraph. No suprapubic tenderness, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles of bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves to the tendons, normal motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is vaginitis. Number two, foul smelling vaginal discharge. Next paragraph, urinalysis was done in the clinic today. Urinalysis received last blood, large blood, open parenthesis, patient is currently in a cycle, close parenthesis, also leukocyte esterase, period. Patient reports no signs and symptoms of UTI. She denies frequency, urgency, or painful urination. Because of foul smelling, I will treat empirically for BV, bacterial vaginosis. She was given Flagyl, 500 milligrams to take 1 PO daily. Correction, 1 PO twice a day for 7 days, number 14. And the next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 2 days, number 2. Please include in our diagnosis, include Candida vaginitis, C-A-N-D-I-D-A, vaginitis, V-A-G-I-N-I-T-I-S. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.